Good morning. We're continuing on Shabbos, and we are learning Klal based on the Gimel, the Malacha of Mafshit, Ma'abed, and Maleach. And we're dealing with the issues of Malicha. We're looking at Simen Yud. Also, Limlach Basar, Dog Chai, Afilu, Malcolm Hefsin. So, Imo, and Ibid, Ba'echlin, and so taking Basar and salting it to prevent it from Vimasriach. So you have something which is chai, and you haven't cooked it yet. It's not ready to be eaten. So we said meat which is cooked, the salt's function is just to add flavor. But meat which is raw, or fish which is raw, is the function of salt is to make it, shouldn't be masriach, it should be preserved. So it's doing a process of preservation, which is what salt does. That using the special kayak of salt to make a change in the basar or the dog, so that's going to be also and that's also even Malcolm Hefsid. They were not matter the itch of the rabbanon. Malcolm Hefsid. Mechid also l'diach basar shachal yom gimel shaloi b'shabbos. From the mayim merachech habasar b'havi ki ibud. Okay, now we have a look in the Hilchot Dam that the Torah asher. Dam comes in different. There's dam hanefesh. There's different types of dam. There's dam hanefesh. That the person shechs the animal, the dam comes out. That's large. That's the animal's dam nefesh coming out with the dam. That's in Isidor. That's in Isidor Reis. That's a chiyuv karis. Besides dam hanefesh, there's dam hatamsis, which is the dam which continues to come out, but even after the nefesh is. Nefesh came out, that's also this is the raisa. There's dam evorim, there's the blood which is left embedded in the evorim of the animal. So dam evorim is a fascinating din. The kolzman is lapirish. As long as it has not left the animal, it hasn't left its original place. It's actually mutter to eat. A person can take a meat which is raw, which has not been cooked, it has not been salted, and eat it, because even though there's dam in it, so that dam which is in it is dam evorim. That's dam which is left in evorim, which it has not been pierced, has not left. And so that's going to be mutter to do so. Problem is when you cook it, the nature of cooking is the dam comes out. So that's called dam, which is evorim, which is pierced. It left the aver, and it went out into the medium, and let's say the water, and then it went back into the meat. So that dam is also to eat, and that's just the rice, so it's not a chiyuv karis. So the reason why we salt meat is because we're not eating meat raw. But theoretically, if a person wants to eat meat raw, he could do so. He has to wash off the dam which is on the surface. That's not dam evorim, that's dam which is on the surface. And the Mishnah points out that to do that would actually be mutter to do on Shabbos, because it's not a tikkun in the basar, just removing the dam which is on the surface. But there's dam and evorim, we have a problem. So Chazal said like this, if you need to salt it to get the dam out, or you can roast it to get the dam out. After a while, the dam sits in the meat without being removed, it starts to connect and sort of be stuck inside the meat. So if within the first 72 hours after Shechita, it has not been salted, at that point afterwards, the only way you can get them out is only by roasting it. So you have meat which is basar chai, it's raw meat, it has not been salted, and the 72-hour period is coming close. So there is one solution to solve that problem is if you soak the meat. You're not doing the salting process, but you wet all of the meat. And the water which goes into the meat sort of loosens up the dam and gives you a reset on your 72 hours, that even though you do not salt it until after 72 hours, you do not have to roast it, you can salt it. Roasting meat there's elements of hefset in that, because you lose the fat, etc. You lose the chance to cook it in different ways. A person who is selling meat in the butcher shop, he's saying you can only roast the meat, you can't cook it. People, that's going to definitely diminishes the person's sales. So a person wants to soak the meat 72 hours are approaching, and he wants to soak the meat on Shabbos, that it shouldn't lose its 72-hour window, and he's forced to then only roast the meat. So Chayyim says, this also ladiach baser shachal yom gimel shaloi b'Shabbos. So it's, yom gimel is on Shabbos, and he wants to soak the meat. So he said, you can't do that. Mishum l'mayim merachich habaser v'habik ibud. The reason why it works is that the water softens the meat, and therefore it makes it the dam can still be released when you later on salt the meat. But you're doing a tikkun in the basar. You're taking the tikkun in the basar using the water. It's like it's a form of ibud. It's not melicha. It's not melech. It's not salting. It's ma'abe. This is an isner about it. The shoes to shoes, he asked the guy to do it. But what can have said is going to be mutter. So, practically, most of us are not involved in this issue. That it's an interesting halachic concept, so mentioning it. And the first half, the idea of salting it when it's raw, to be able to preserve it, is an act of malicha that's going to be a problem. How does this apply to, let's say, a person's using raw fish for sushi and combining the sushi on Shabbos, he wants to add salt. What sentence that would that have? Bessem will clarify that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.